with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As Congress heads home for the annual Christmas break, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the GOP has multiple proposals waiting when lawmakers return, which will address spiraling health care costs. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says while, in his words, Democrats broke the health care system, he's committed to fixing it.
The challenge has been, with the margins so small here, the majority so small, no Democrats have ever been willing to help us on any of that. They broke the system, they doubled, tripled down on it, and they haven't allowed us to do it. So we're using, even though we have a small margin, we'll have a one-vote margin in the Republican majority from January to April until a seat is filled in Georgia. We're going to still, even with that small margin, hold everybody together, stay unified, and get these things done. It must be done for the American people.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says there's no question congressional Republicans have a lot of hard work ahead before the midterm elections.
Congress is actually in the hardest place it has been in a very long time, looking at this short runway to the end of the year and a number of big things to try and clean up along the way.
President Trump says drug companies have agreed to reduce prices on some pharmaceuticals.
They've agreed to offer many of their flagship drugs, really all of their flagship drugs, at heavily discounted most favored nations prices. In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
The prices apply for medications treating a number of chronic conditions, including diabetes, arthritis, HIV, and asthma. This is SRN News. A boy wins a girls' dance competition in Ireland again.
Alyssa Saltzman, a boy who is living as a girl, has taken the crown in the under-16 solo category of the girls' Southern Region Irish Dance Finals for the third year in a row. The competition, which is a key qualifier for national and international competition, has male categories, but Saltzman prefers to compete against the girls. Thousands of parents and competitors signed a petition to stop the practice to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered an ancient fresco of Jesus from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in an underground tomb near Iznik. That's a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in AD 325. At the time, the region was part of the Roman Empire, and the tomb is believed to date to the 3rd century, a time when Christians still faced widespread persecution. This is SRN News. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is suspending her campaign for New York governor and will not seek re-election to Congress.
Announcing her abrupt departure, Stefanik said she was confident of her chances in the GOP primary for governor, but she said it is not an effective use of our time to stay in the race, and that she instead wants to spend more time with her young son and family. Stefanik was set to have a tough race against Bruce Blakeman, a county official in New York City's suburbs. President Trump praised her online, saying Stefanik is a fantastic person and congresswoman. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Lumbee tribe of North Carolina achieved a goal more than a century in the making this week when it secured federal recognition as a tribal nation. Lawrence Locklear is a Lumbee historian at UNC Pembroke.
This is a game changer for the Lumbee people. It means a lot of access to a lot of federal benefits, so we're really excited about that.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.